Weekend.
Well, it was, in fairness, it's very, very similar role to what I have done before, I suppose, except maybe on a very unique scale, I suppose, in the sense that we don't often have European teams or team competitions or anything like so. My role, I suppose, was that as coach and support from a coaching perspective to all the teams that were competing in terms of men's, women's, junior men and junior women's around that cross-country event at the weekend. There was also a European relay, mixed relay team as well. You know, the role is very much around a supportive role. The work is done by coaches and by athletes at home, but I suppose it's creating that high-performance environment and being able to cope with it. And it's like everything else, dealing with something when something goes wrong or if somebody needs something, and making sure you have everybody together where they're supposed to be and ready to do what they're ready to do.
So this is a big competition in Edinburgh, cross country, America against Europe, against Britain, essentially.
Exactly, yeah. And my God, you know, I've been, I think I've been to that competition a few times before, but before it was Europe were involved, but my goodness me, it was one of the most organised competitions I've ever been to by the Great Edinburgh Run themselves, obviously. You know, everybody was made very welcome. Things were done extremely well. They ran, you know, it was very much, I thought, when I went to World Championships that I was at a very well-organised event. But my God, I'll tell you now, they certainly had their house in order in Edinburgh at the weekend. So,
well, it's good to see that. And I suppose you had a colleague from Donegal involved as well as a technical delegate on behalf of, I presume, Europe, because Europe were running.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And you know what, Miles and I often, and I'm sure the likes of Patsy and Neil will often say the same, when you know the technical director and when you see him standing at the airport in front of you, you think all is well. When you have the technical director's phone number in your phone, that's always very useful, because you know if there's a problem, there's always a man that's going to help me sort it out.
And that man's John Cronin from
that
Downing's.
That man is the great John Cronin, is right, yeah.
Yeah, Downing's man, living in Tullamore, chairman of Tullamore,
right, yeah.
Harriers Athletic Club. So, yeah, he's done well in the world of athletics.
He has, and you know, that's hugely respected. It's interesting even to go to that event, and you know, John has held in such great esteem, and he also was the technical director as well too at the European Cross Country Championships this year in Chia. And again, you know, by God, it's always very useful to know somebody you know when you in case you might have a problem. But John is held in such esteem now, and he knows everybody, and everybody knows him. And it's when he is looking into something for you, it always helps.
Well, Teresa, you're coach to Irish cross-country teams on an ongoing basis. What's next for Teresa McDade?
Oh, God, you know, I don't really know, but I'm very much open to options. I'm delighted to have started 2017 with a new challenge, a new adventure, something I've never done before, which was obviously representing the continent. So, do you know, I just hope now it continues to be a year of firsts, to be honest with you.
Patsy McGonigal has been team manager for the Irish Olympic team on numerous occasions. He says he's stepping down. Would Teresa McDade be interested in a job of that nature?
Oh, no, you know, as I say, I'm always open to options. I have applied for team manager before. Went up against Patsy before, and he obviously had got the job. So, certainly 4 years on, I would like to think I'm a lot more experienced and a lot more, you know, a lot more feathers in my cap, to say a word, to use that expression. But we'll see. At the end of the day, you know, with every organisations go through change. We are now looking for a new high performance director, and I think that will dictate a lot of where we go in terms of directions. But I would like to think that the role of team manager would still be very much a role within Athletics Ireland and in international athletics, and I would like to think that I'd be there in some shape or form and regardless to assist and to give that expertise that you've built up over the years and to be able to put it to good use.
Would that high performance position interest you?
No, definitely not.
Okay, well that's one option we can rule out.
Definitely not, no. I have done some work before in terms of endurance, but for where I'm at now, I'm very happy to be based at home and very happy to be working at home and concentrating on that just for now.
Where would you see Irish athletics at this point in time? You know, are we doing well, punching above our weight, or lagging behind?
I think we're doing extremely well. I think in terms of our organisation, we've come a long way. We're a lot more professional. I would see a massive change even in terms of, say, you know, as team managers and how you used to come and you nearly had to sort of, you know, you were nearly looking for things. Nearly kind of, you know, oh, could we try and get this and try and get that? Now we come in and we're kind of appreciated it, and we have a level that we're known as Irish athletics. And, you know, I think our medal tally in the last number of years has spoken for itself. I think we've done, you know, we're producing athletes. We've got medals at youth and at junior and at senior, and I think we're in a really good place in terms of global athletics. I think we've got, you know, good people working for us, and I think even, like, say, the likes of that high performance job, you know, there's quite a lot of interest from outside the country, and I think that indicates as well too that we're very much, you know, we're very much mixing it there within athletics.
And in relation to indoor facilities, it used to be the cry, we don't have them. It used to be Nina, which wasn't just ideal. You've got Athlone now, and you've got Abbottstown coming on stream. What's your view on Abbottstown?
I just think it's amazing. I think that, you know, we're spoiled for choice. Athlone is a world class facility. Anybody who's ever been there realizes that. The way, you know, and in fairness to Sport Ireland, they've put their money where their mouth is, and that was always that, you know, we didn't have facilities. Now you have basically a one-stop shop for all sports. You can go to there, you can train, you can have your treatment, you can see your nutritionist, you can see your support service, you can see your physio, you can see your S&C coach. You can do everything basically on that whole one stop shop sort of thing, like, and it's just and I feel just that feeling of just when you walk into a track and it just has it's just inspirational, and that's what I see really, and that new facility, I think it's exciting. I've always felt that there's opportunities there for us in indoors is a great competition, it's a great spectator sport, and the fact now that we have two, you know, world class facilities within the country, it augurs really well for indoor athletics.